Today is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. My name is Amy Lusty. I'm the archivist at the Montauk Library, and I'm conducting an oral history interview with Joan Taylor. This interview is part of the Montauk Library Oral History Program, and we're conducting it from the sound studio at the Montauk Library in Montauk, New York. And we're joined today by Joan's oldest daughter, Joanne Taylor McCarthy. So Joan, first I'd just like to confirm on tape that you agree to participate and to be recorded according to the Oral History Consent and Release Agreement.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you mind pronouncing and spelling your first and last name?
J-O-A-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Thank you. And is there a story behind your first name? Is that a family name?
No, it isn't a family name.
Your cousin Joan?
Oh, yeah. Big Joan. Yeah, right. I have an older cousin, and I was named for her.
And are you named after her,
I am. Joan? And my grandmother could never keep it straight, so I answer to Joan as well as Joanne.
Okay. And Joan, where were you born?
I was born in the Bronx, New York.
And what year?
1931.
What were your parents' names?
Evelyn and Stanley Shepherd.
Can you tell me a little bit about your family heritage and where your parents and grandparents came from?
My grandparents came from England, both sides, many, many years ago.
And your father was born?
My father was born in England.
Have you ever visited England?
No.
Okay. And how long did you live in the Bronx?
Till I was,
Until you moved to Westchester,
1967. Yes, right.
So you attended elementary school and high school in the Bronx,
well.
And when did your family first come to Montauk?
My grandparents were the first ones and brought us, and I was 3 years old. And we camped at Heather Hills.
Gavin McCarthy.
And then when I was around seven, they bought the property, which is on Bryan Road now.
And how would you travel here, by car or train?
By car, but it took forever, because in those days you could only go 40 miles an hour. So it took at least 5-6 hours to get here.
Yeah. And do you know when your grandparents first came to visit Montauk?
Again, when I was around 3 years
okay.
old.
And what were their names?
Charlotte and Joseph Rouse.
What do you remember of the camp at Heather Hills State Park?
They had twin dicky camps that hold maybe three people in each one. And that's what everyone else had, all these little make-do camps.
And they were canvas tents?
They were canvas,
yeah. With like a wooden platform?
No, maybe? Not wooden platform. It was dirt.
Some of the dirt.
Yeah.
And who stayed at the camp with you?
My mom and my grandparents. And my father would come out on weekends.
And do you have any siblings?
No.
What was the layout like of the two tents?
What do you mean by layout?
Did you have, like, kind of where did you sleep, where did you cook, where did you bathe?
Oh, well, there was a facility where you could go to to the John and stuff. And it was like a beach house that they had. But we slept in the tents, and I really don't remember the bedding too much. Mm-hmm. And then they had, the stove was a Coleman stove, where they had to somehow pump it to make the flame come. And they cooked on a Coleman stove. And we had lanterns,
Do you remember where you would get groceries from?
There were farm stands along the way. And they had one place where they would go and get eggs, because they had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And you get fresh laying eggs. So that was pretty much. But there were farms along where you could buy stuff.
And did anyone in your family fish?
My father.
Your father did, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he lived for, is to come out there and fish.
And were you here for the Long Island Express hurricane in September of 1938?
No.
Okay. Because you would be here for the summer.
Yeah. Right.
So when would you start coming out, like after the school year? Or?
We would only come out on, it wouldn't be a long time, because they had to go to work and everything. So I imagine it was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
And when did your grandparents decide to buy land in Montauk?
As I said, I was around seven when they saw an article in the Mirror, and it was called the Mirror Development, and that's where you would buy a lot for $100. And so they bought four lots, which was quite a bit of money in those days. And then they built on the four lots, and the whole thing cost like $3,000.
Wow.
And the house is there now.
And was this the house that they designed, or was it a kit home? Do you remember?
That I don't know.
But it started as a very small house, and then the sides opened up, and then they closed them in. And...
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And
it had flaps in the back, which they later closed in and put windows in. That's the house.
And that's the house, yeah.
Was it always just like that now?
Was it always that size, or did they add kind of extensions onto it over time?
No, that's...
Well, you said that there were flaps, like...
Well, the back was flaps instead of windows, but it didn't change the circumference of the room.
So in the summer, it was just open air?
It was open air.
Open flow?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. And when did your parents buy in Montauk?
Oh, when you
when were, I was a baby.
When you were about 1 year old.
1958.
And were you visiting more regularly after that? After you had kind of these two homesteads to visit?
Oh, yeah. We came out, you know, when before I went back to work, I would be there for the summer.
And is that home still in your family?
Yes.
And where is that located?
You mean the one that I own?
Yeah.
It's at the end of Bryan Road.
Okay. So that was your grandparents or your parents?
It was your parents'
home. My parents.
It was your parents' home. And what would you do during the summers?
Well, we would come out and go to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Hither Hills?
No, we had our own beach. I mean, that is, it's just the strip of land that where you just go down. We're like three blocks from the ocean.
Okay, very nice.
The Montauk Beach Owners Property,
uh-huh.
Montauk Beach Property Owners Association uh-huh. was gifted the land, but they have to pay the taxes ever since. Who knows how long.
Right.
It's a private beach. So.
And what are some memories from the beach?
Oh, just going down and... having a good time, you know, setting up an umbrella and watching the children mainly to make sure that, you know, they didn't get in trouble.
And what are your recollections of the neighborhood at the time when your parents first bought there?
Well, it was great because you could see the ocean from the cottage. And now, of course, you can. It's so, you know, developed.
Yeah, have you seen the neighborhood change over time?
Just a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, the view of the ocean is, you know, not good at all now.
How about the vegetation?
Well, years ago you had a whole bunch of blackberry bushes and you could make jelly and all that, and now they're all gone because mm-hmm. of the development.
Mm-hmm.
And the trees, though, you could...
Oh, well, the trees were nondescript. You could see the ocean from anywhere. And now, of course, everything's grown up.
Yeah, it was a lot more dune and shrubland vegetation, and the,
right.
the forests matured, yeah,
right.
as well. And did you spend any time with the children of any local families? Did you get to know?
Yes, we had a lot of friends out of here. And of course, my kids had a lot of friends.
Do you remember any of the names, last names? Or
the Froes.
Yeah, well, how about the ones you grew up with, first of all?
Oh, I grew up with... the Knoblocks, Herbie Knoblock, and Bruce Chandler, And trying to think.
Sharon, someone named Sharon?
Sharon.
Rosa Sharon, the house across from Clara's.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of their last name, though. Yeah.
You can't remember, that's okay.
Yeah, right.
This is, I'm asking. Right. Yeah, you to go back pretty far. Right. And did you venture into Amagansett or East Hampton at all?
Yes, we used to go in, yes.
And what do you remember of the village of Montauk, of the town?
That was White's.
I remember when White's was built.
The drugstore, yeah. And then Shagwon was there.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think. Those were the two main.
Right. When I was a kid, the IGA was, now it's a restaurant market kind of place, but it was an IGA, that little building near Martell's, like set apart from it. Well, they're probably all attached now, but that was the IGA, I right. remember. Mm. And then it became an appliance store, and then it became multiple other things. But.
Right.
And you mentioned in your writing that you were a teenager in Montauk during World War II. What do you remember of the military occupation here?
Well, there was Camp Hero, and then there was a submarine base that was put in. And there was a lot of soldiers and sailors, you know, that you see. And my grandfather would always pick them up and take them wherever they wanted to go, into like East Hampton or whatever. He would pick them up, and I was always sad that I was too young to date.
Yeah, I've heard from other people in older oral histories that was like the highlight.
Oh, it was. I thought it was wonderful to pick them up and everything and help them.
And did anyone in your family serve in the military?
Yeah, my I'm just trying to think. Uncle John, my uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle John, mainly, I think. Mm-hmm. Arthur didn't. My mm-hmm. father didn't.
And with their occupation here, did that kind of influence the areas that you could go or your recreational activities?
Well, over at the submarine base, they would show us movies. They would let, you know, civilians in to watch movies and stuff. And with Camp Hero, their main thing was... Well, what I remember of them, they would do target practice, and the house would shake with it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that was when we had blackouts and everything. We had wardens coming around, you know, with flashlights to make sure that no light shone and everything.
So that was part of a drill, or?
No, it was when when we were fighting Germany and Japan. And it was serious. And
so were you and your family kind of scared of any threats of invasion, of war that might make its way here?
Not really, but knowing that those people, the wardens were around, we knew that, you know, everyone would be kept safe.
And what was it like with that kind of population boom with all these people, you know, these military men and Navy and moving here? I don't know if they came with their families or not, but did that kind of change the dynamic in the town at all?
I don't think so. I don't think many of them brought anyone here to move in or anything. Mm-hmm. It was strictly, they were assigned here and they stuck with their bases. Pretty much.
And do you have any recollections of Hurricane Carol that came through Montauk in August 1954? So that would have been in the summer?
No.
I wasn't here yet.
No. What year were you born?
57.
57, okay.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
And did you attend college or any continuing education schooling after high school?
I graduated high school. I didn't go to college. I became a secretary.
Mm-hmm. But you went to school for that?
Well, that was part of my training in high school. Mm-hmm. I had shorthand and typing. And right out, I got a job when I got out of high school.
Great. And when you came out here, did you have any summer jobs or work out here at all?
Yeah, I chambermaided. I'm trying to think of the name of the place.
Was it Driftwood or something? Or was it like Briny Breezes?
It was when you first come down the hill on the left. It's there now.
On the old highway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, right now I don't recall the name, but it's still there.
And when did you start bringing your children to Montauk?
When Joanne was
in the womb.
Well, right. I was pregnant, of course, out here. From her first, the first summer that she was alive, we came out.
So you've been coming for 89 years.
Yeah.
Did you ever miss a summer?
Not that I can recall, no.
And do you come out any other time of year?
No, it's always summer.
Why? We don't have any heat.
That's a good answer.
Why? Because it's hot.
We don't have any heat in the house.
Oh, right. It's a summer house. Yeah. There's no heat.
Yeah. And do you have any involvement with any of the community organizations or churches here?
When we can, we go to the, the Presbyterian Church?
Yeah, the Presbyterian Church, yeah. Community Church.
All right.
And what are some of your favorite local establishments, whether restaurants or stores or bakeries?
Well, we used to go to the Village Pizza.
Yeah, we did when it was... The original owners.
John's. Mm-hmm.
I remember when that was built, too.
Right.
Yep.
And the children always like the miniature golf.
Oh, yeah.
That's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when you come now, what do you do for recreation? Is it similar to when you were younger?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Spend the day at the beach. The blackberries and blueberries are kind of built upon
right.
now.
Mm. Right.
And are you still friends with some of the people that you met summering here decades ago?
No, most of them they're gone. So it's mainly my own family that come and we go to, what's the name of the...
Navy Road,
yeah, that's where we go.
Great beach.
Yeah. Tell her about the dinners we have on the lawn every year.
Oh, well, recently I started doing Thanksgiving in July, and we invite all the neighbors, and it's generally around my birthday, and so we have Thanksgiving Day again.
Mm-hmm. And our cousin's own... my great-grandfather's house, uh-huh. And so when they're out, we all have a celebration.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
So, and it's fun. They all seem to like to have turkey in July.
Yeah.
So we pray it doesn't rain, because the two-bedroom cottage, everybody eating turkey, is sitting on the bed,
I think.
Right.
And are you active in kind of your housing community, like within that homeowners association?
Oh, you mean out here?
Yeah.
No, not really. Okay. Well, we come in strictly just to... have fun and see our family and stuff.
Yeah. And this is kind of a big question, but what have you seen change the most in Montauk over these 89 years?
Just how many people have found Montauk, and it's just amazing. And of course, all the beautiful houses that have come up and the money that's been invested in them. And that the beach is still the way it was. It hasn't been encroached on. At least I can still see that remains the same.
That was my next question, was alternately, what have you seen stay the same over the years?
Yeah, just thank goodness, the beach.
Yeah. And what draws you back to Montauk each summer?
Because I love it.
Yeah, and just had a friend just went home, and she's been coming out off and on for her whole life, and we've known them since we were four, so we're lifetime best friends. And she says her parents are gone. She says this is the only place that she has a connection she feels like is home for her, because it's been consistent in her life. And I feel the same way about it. I love it. I know when the flowers bloom, what they're going to smell like, what's where, you know. Yeah. Just love it. Think about it all year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the highlight of my life. Yeah. Don't tell my husband.
That's sweet. Well, I'm at the end of my questions. Is there anything you want to ask your mother? Any memories that you have? A little more insight?
Trying to think. Well, I remember once my friends at home were going to camp. I remember saying, I want to go to camp. Why can't I go to camp? My mom's like, why do you want to go to camp when you go to Montauk? And right. It's true. Yeah, yeah. No, I still have lifelong friends that mm-hmm. we met when we were 5, when we were 10. Their families and their grandchildren are coming out. And it really is like having parallel lives. Like, I got a life here and I have a life here. And it's great. It's wonderful.
It's true.
Well, I really enjoyed hearing about your 89 years and how things have, right. you know, how you came out with your grandparents at first and how they right. kind of upgraded their living situation and you've kind of stuck with it.
Right.
The roots you have mm-hmm. here.
Yep. And we'll keep coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Well, unless there's anything else you'd like to add or clarify...
No. I think we covered.
I think you hit, the war is really what I thought was so interesting. Yeah. You know, the first time she told me about it, I was like, I never thought that, about that, you were here, of course, during that time period.
And also the interaction between the folks that were stationed here and the mm-hmm. people, right. yeah. summer mm-hmm. visitors and locals, mm-hmm. and that was all intertwined. Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, when I was a kid, I went to PS 102 in the Bronx, and people, when they were going to go away, they went to the Rockaways, the far mm-hmm. Rockaways. No one had ever heard of Montauk. Now it's on cookies, it's on chairs, it's on everything. I'm like, yeah, I wish it hadn't been discovered, but not much you can do about it. Happens everywhere. No place is ever the same.
Right. Yeah, I'm curious about how your grandparents, discovered it and heard about it too. We'd have to ask them.
I'm not sure how they found Heather Hills, but I know with the development where they bought the property, it was in the paper, the mm-hmm. Mirror, and it was called the Mirror Development. And when they saw $100 a lot, they figured, well, I think we're going to do it because they love coming to Heather Hills camping. They figured it'd be better to buy a house, build a house.
No air conditioning in the Bronx in the summer right. at that time.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Would you say your dad had to take like 3 showers during the night to cool off?
Oh, well, back in the Bronx, yeah, right. They didn't have a fan in those days. And you just, suffered. But where I was at Montauk, so I was okay.
Yeah.
I had a little light sweater on this morning.
Yeah, I did too. Right. And would your parents travel back and forth for work?
My father would come out on weekends, mm-hmm. and he allowed me to be out at Montauk with Mom. She wasn't working then. Yeah,
okay. Come on the train.
Mm-hmm. And he'd go fishing, and then he'd have to go back again. So.
Yeah. Lots of photos of him with huge striped bass.
Oh, yeah.
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 He was a good fisherman.
Mm-hmm. He was, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, my grandmother can clean a fish better than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much it, I think.
I think so.
Well, thank you again.
Okay.
For coming and contributing your story.
Okay. Your pleasure.
This is the end of the August 16th interview with Joan Taylor. The interviewer was Amy Lusty, and this recording can be found in the archive collection of the Montauk Library.